Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Canceled. Don't remember doing this at all. I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Tanimosha is canceled.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Cancel But No. I'm sorry.
That's not how she does it.
What does she do? That's not how he does it.
Hello, and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast. Guess who's back? Back, back. They always come back.
They don't. They don't always come back.
Talk to yourself in the seat. Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Not for me, that's for sure.
It's really a vindication episode, if anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This to be vindicated.
Yeah, this is the Hunter vindication episode. Okay. Today's episode is a Hunter cast because there was a point in time that I definitely did not think you would be sitting in this seat again.
Me too.
I was shocked when I heard that you were doing an episode with us today.
I miss you guys, to be honest. I feel like we kind of, when I started working, you guys kind of did your thing, and I was like, damn, I miss them.
Well, see, what I was hoping, like a good PR answer would have been like, it feels so good to be back on the Canceled Podcast.
No, that was good. I think he gave us a good answer. He said he missed us.
I'm going to be in like critiques now.
I'm
missing
the mood to fight with Hunter. I don't know what it is. We just have days where, I was just saying, we never actually fight, but we have like banter days where it's just fun. I just want to talk shit to you all day.
Yeah.
No, I missed you very much. And you've actually been back in LA now, and I've been hanging out with you like normal again, and it's been really great.
Yeah, that's been really nice.
Like, you are my bestie.
Oh, I haven't seen you very much. Where you been?
I know. I've been taking a little hiatus from like all of, I noticed about myself, someone actually commented this and it like pointed it out for me. Everyone says people with ADD or ADHD, which I have ADD, I'm definitely not hyperactive. They choose like a favorite person.
Yeah.
And you were definitely like for like two, three months, you were my favorite person.
Were you hyper-focused on them?
Yeah.
I have that problem as well.
Yeah.
And so I like right before you left, like me and Hunter were hanging out literally all the time, talking all the time, like.
But then someone else does something dope.
And then he left, and so I had to get a new favorite person.
And she literally never talks to me anymore.
No, that's not true. We talked the other day for like 3 hours.
Guess who FaceTimed, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sorry.
No, who's your favorite person right now?
Nat.
She's great.
Shout out Nat. She's a poor thing, and she doesn't want to be my favorite person at all. Like, she is not having fun with it, but Nat is my favorite person right now, and I just want to call her all the time.
My favorite person right now is Lila.
Lila's a really good favorite person.
Yeah, like she's. I've been just like dying over Lila. No, we should all talk over each other the whole episode.
I was letting her know so she can have an entire podcast with a piece of yarn over it that might upset her.
I'm
it's
just
like
kidding.
ASMR.
But Hunter, as you guys know, hasn't been on the podcast for a while because he really slided.
You're sick for that one. Yeah, you're off a
joking.
Sick one.
I'm just joking. Brooke and I actually were annoyed with Hunter, so we took the opportunity to violently slander him.
Violently.
Without giving him the opportunity to defend himself.
Which is the best way to violently slander someone, might I add.
You sent your wolves on me. And you know, didn't even tell me you were slandering me until I saw like a viral TikTok.
So you don't watch the podcast?
Oh, that's my bitch. No, but there's nothing like a surprise slander. But secondarily, the last podcast was a lot of surprise slander. But also at the same time, I did not think that would be from that episode what went viral.
It's hard. I take a little bit of accountability because I do know there is.
You started your the bit of slander by saying Hunter is a fucking snake, and that's all I saw clips.
And then, I was okay, like, well, holy whoever shit. Whoever clipped that is a fucking snake, because I ended that by saying, but I love him so much. And
oh yeah, I did not get that part.
See, I would have taken the route.
Back me up.
Yeah. I would have taken the route by just saying that wasn't me. So at least she owned up to that. No, but obviously, as you guys know, if you follow either all of our lives, like we love you more than anything. So it was very annoying to internally have to deal with that and be like, yo, I'm really sorry that everyone around the world is coming for you so hard.
You see my comic controls right now.
No.
They're out of this fucking world.
We thought it was like lighthearted, like we're going to give them a hard time for doing this.
And that's how we are.
I did not think it was going to be like crazy like that. And I've apologized in private like 35 times.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's all good.
It's super over now as well. It was more just that like, obviously for all of us, you especially, was very unexpected. Like, I didn't think that, I thought people would just hear that and know that that's kind of how our group is. Like, give someone some shit and you move on. But they took it as Hunter's the devil.
They swung for the fences with that one.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, I will admit.
But I really love you and I did miss you on the canceled podcast.
Thank you.
So I'm happy to have you back today.
Happy to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great.
I'm not here simply to vindicate myself. No. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm here for a good time.
I'm like, so how hard was your life without us? Be honest.
Yeah. What was that like? Like living life on tour. I feel like that's the longest I've spent without you in like
five years. It really is like the longest. I was gone for like, what, like 9 weeks or so. It was amazing. Best experience of my entire life. Not because you were gone or anything like that. Oh, we were still talking. Like we weren't like, I didn't leave. Like,
we talked a lot while you were gone. And then as soon as you got back,
you're
it was
like, oh, I'm good here.
I'm not, and I don't mean this in a condescending way, but I thought I actually would like kill myself without you being gone. Yeah. But I think it taught me some independence because I was weirdly fine. It went by quick.
There's always like with anybody leaving, I feel like it's like there's like a week where it's like, oh, this is hard, and you readjust, and then it's like
The first week we were. I saw you a week after, actually. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it wasn't that bad.
But there was a point on tour where, obviously, I'm not going to say who, and it's no one like of importance to no one. Start commenting and conspiring. It's no like celebrity. But some girl was being really crazy to you, and you said that she's so crazy, she makes Tana look so sane.
Who? So I don't even know who that was at that point, but
But, well, you said this to a couple other people, so I feel like you almost had the chance of being on tour with a really crazy girl.
Oh, yes.
That you valued how sane I am.
I don't know if I'd value that.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
No, but that's very true. When you go out on tour, you see a lot of different characters, like, from the crowd and from people you're around. Luckily, everyone I was on tour with was so awesome. I did miss you, and I don't know if I value your insanity, but
sorry, Brooke. Sure. Oh my god, you know, Brooke has her burping problem.
Yeah, no, she hates it.
You have the burping problem. I have a burping phobia.
Yes.
Yeah, and normally I'm around you like every second, and like we just talked about in the last podcast, we had a little second where we
had a little hiatus, and now she thinks she can just free ball it out.
No, I know. They're just falling out of me, which is so. I'm trying to. I'm very sorry.
It's
actually,
okay, you're flatulent. Just say it.
It does flatulent also mean burping? I thought that was only a farting thing.
I think it's just gassy.
Yeah.
In general.
Do you know? I don't know why this randomly just came in my head, but this girl. I posted a TikTok yesterday and it's going viral because it said when you shit on a guy's dick and then he started dating Tana Mojo, and then she tagged Chris Miles.
She tagged him in it too?
Yeah.
Oof, tough.
Someone shit on Chris Miles.
Wait, why'd she want to tell people she shit on someone's dick?
I really don't. Do you think
it
was like
I don't get it, but she's like totally gets it.
I've never shit on a dick, surprisingly. I can like eat a Taco Bell Crunchwrap and do anal and somehow it all just stays inside.
I do wonder about that.
God. I don't believe it stays inside. I think she's like,
you can
negligent.
Ask anyone.
No, I think that she's always just so fucked up she wouldn't know the difference either way.
No, yeah, but you could actually ask anyone who's ever put it in my butt. Like I don't, it's by chance.
Well, first
like, I'm
of
not
all, there's already
like
there's already like fucking like salsa, black beans, like chocolate spilled on her bed. So I'm sure she
you really
just
know
be
what
like,
the difference is.
It could be anal somewhere else though, a clean bed, and I'm still
like,
you mean, like
my bed that you were having sex in when I was gone?
That was a really good transition, Hunter.
That was I know. I did have sex in your bed while you were gone.
No, I know. Like there were stains everywhere.
No, I got
stains.
It clean. I got it clean.
She did not.
I got it fully clean.
I'll
yes,
right
I
now,
did.
She did not get it clean.
Yes,
until
I did.
I'll tell you right now.
I got it clean the next day.
I slept outside.
No.
I got home at like maybe in the afternoon.
No.
And I slept for, it's the second time I came home maybe.
After I had sex in your bed, I got it clean the next day for a fact because I knew that you would literally move out, kill yourself. Never let it go. I
Anyways,
promise.
So first time I came back from tour, I come home and there's this girl in my bed.
Who was there?
You were there, yeah, with two dogs. And I just like, I was so exhausted. I was like, I'm so tired. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so tired. And I look at, I go in my room and she's like, yeah, sorry, last time was crazy. And I was like, what does that have to do?
It's like his first time seeing his bed in months.
Yeah.
Some girls in
it. Like,
and two dogs.
Two dogs. Big dogs.
Super my bad. I just actually didn't know you were coming home that night. I wouldn't do that to you.
You didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, no, he just showed up and I thought I had a couple more days. So when you're gone, your room's the guest room. Come on.
Of course, yeah.
And it's someone I'm really close to. She's like my cousin. But I mean, but beside that, I did fuck my ex in your bed. Yes,
no, I'm very aware of that as well.
Not the recent ex, a different ex.
It's like so insane. Like you have a huge master bedroom.
Well, there were like eight people in my room and I just needed to get fucked in that second. So I was like, you know.
Anyways, it's happened multiple times now where there's been weird stains on my bed.
I got your bed clean, so I don't know why.
No, what about the other time where...
Where I bled on your bed?
Oh, yes, sure. That was great as well.
Well, I think I had a miscarriage. Can I say that on this podcast?
I'm not really sure about that. I feel like... No. Yeah.
I can say that, right?
I don't think you
can.
I'm eating my dinner peacefully. I'm watching Netflix. I'm just like... sitting to myself, Tana comes in, she's like the fucking Kool-Aid man, just like walks in my fucking room.
And like,
she walks in,
literally.
Sits down, grabs my food, she starts eating it. I was like, yeah, of course, come on, feel free.
I feel like you always have the hunchback too.
Yeah, just like, what's going on?
That was a direct attack. That was fine. That one hurt. That one hurt.
I can picture you on the bench eating because that's your perfect stance. You'll always be like...
That's the meanest thing anyone's ever said to me. I'll never ever get past that. I might start sobbing. I sit up right now.
I'm sitting on my bed and this happens and then you're eating and you get up and I'm like, oh my God.
No, was like, I bled on your bed.
Yeah.
And then
then you ran.
Well, have you ever bled out uncontrollably?
No.
Exactly.
Well, can I talk to you about this,
but
actually?
Because
I don't even know why I've told you this. So basically, someone came at me by accident. Obviously.
Is it ever?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't
too
like
often
that.
For it to be. No, I feel like she's probably like,
come in,
light
come
me up.
No. For sure.
No, but it wasn't. I'll be the first one to tell you. I'll hit a daddy come in me. If you want to make a man fall in love with you, it's so easy. Like you just get a little fucked up and you hit them with a come in me.
Joe would literally jump.
Yeah.
Like afraid.
He'd be like, you're trapping me.
No, yeah. But I mean, like, if I want to make a man want to date me, you just hit him with a good come in me. But this wasn't that. This was like a they didn't pull out in time. Because it's like so fire. But anyways, I still took a plan B. Okay. But I took it like 72 hours later, right? And then my period was late. And then I was having this period.
That's what it happened.
No, I understand. My period was late. And then I was like, oh my God, am I pregnant? Whatever. And you know me, just... don't even address it until there's a baby bump. I'm not even gonna.
You're absolutely sick.
I have a really bad problem when I think something bad is happening. It's just like, don't address it until you have to.
Yeah, like if you don't think about it, it's not happening.
Exactly. And especially when it comes to when you think you're pregnant, because I'll like trip myself out. But then eventually I got my period, or so I thought. And it was
just like, and it had arms.
No, I was just
there was
literally
a leg
going to say,
just like on my bed.
I was literally just going to say, so I put in like a super tampon, and I kid you not, in 10 minutes it'd be full.
Well, that will happen after taking a plan B because you'll have really like crazy.
But here's the thing.
That's right. You've taken probably hundreds.
So many. This was unlike anything I've ever seen.
She's on plan like fucking alpha beta.
I'm on plan. I'm on plan Z at this motherfucking point.
Yeah.
You got it.
And so, no, but I was bleeding through like the most absorbent tampon in like 10 minutes. And I'm not going to lie. There really was a point where I was using the bathroom and I was like, is that a leg? It wasn't a leg.
Oh, when it's like, when it's just like a big old like.
Like chunks, but I mean like shapely chunks.
This is absolutely like wild. This is so
no,
wild.
No, just be lucky you don't have to go through that.
Of course,
and
no,
so,
yeah.
No, but so I was up super right, lucky. Like fucking right. And so I had just put in like a super plus tampon, walked down to his room, sat on the bed, filled up the whole thing in 10 minutes and bled on his bed. So if anything, you should feel so sorry for my thoughts.
Wear a condom. I don't know.
I did.
Now be more realistic.
Yeah.
Have him pull out.
Right. No, well, he was supposed to pull out, but again, it's just
supposed
this
to.
This shit was juicy. No, but to be fair, Hunter, I did within the next hour have someone come clean your entire bed.
That instance you did. Yes. But there was another instance that also happened while I was gone where you didn't. And I sat outside, slept outside for a couple hours until the maids came because there was your sexual,
don't even say it.
Well, so last night I had sex with my new man.
He's really cool, by the way.
We love him. I actually really like him.
I think he's really nice.
That's so sweet. I feel like you've never said that about someone.
Well, because he's like wholesome and has like listens to country music. Like he's just like
he's so wholesome.
Really, really nice kid.
Everyone keeps telling me I'm gonna ruin him.
I know. Like it's so. Wow. We were at dinner and I was like, I was talking to Nisha and I'm like, damn man, so sad. What's gonna happen to this kid in a couple months?
No, I'm not. Holy fuck. No, I mean, he's a sweetheart. I tell him all the time he's way too sweet for me. Do you want to know his body count?
Two.
Seven.
Seven. I was his seventh, and I'm the only girl he's had sex with in LA.
Wow. Well, he just had sex with like 500.
Yeah, now he's been sexually.
I'm being slut shamed.
That's where it is.
No, but have you guys ever done that? Have you guys ever done like the sexual exposure calculator?
Yes, it made me.
What is that?
Yeah, you put in your body count. Okay. You put in like how many people you've had sex with, and then you do a guess of like how many on average partners that each of your partners has had. So if you have some partners who probably have had 70 partners, and you have some partners that have had three, you like find something in between and you put that in, and it tells you how many people you've been indirectly like sexually exposed to, and it'll be like the entire fucking state of Texas, and it'll be like population 7 million.
Oh wait, it's like on that's.
Oh, it's on that scale. Like if you if you put it, like, you know,
I didn't.
I don't have a high body count. Yeah. And I think mine's in the like millions.
No,
I really did that and like had to rethink everything.
Because it's exponential. Like all those people, them.
Yeah, and of course, and the people so they. Crazy. Yeah.
No, but Brooke, I was speaking. He brought up juices. It brought me to a thought. So yesterday, before sorry.
Not the juice transition.
No, but so yesterday, like I said, I was about to have sex with my wholesome boyfriend, and of course, whenever it's not like a grody face tattooed rapper, and I am like talking to a wholesome guy, I actually go to the effort, and I mean this. I know they're gonna try to slander me, but I mean this to the core. I will shower and shave before it every single time.
You want
to
know? You want to know a fun fact?
I believe that.
You want to know a fun fact?
Yeah.
I took her shampoo and soap out of her shower maybe a couple days ago.
How long did it take her to notice?
She still doesn't know. I have several. No, you're completely wrong. I took
your, like your main ones, I think.
No, you don't know what they were. You just want to slander me. I'm literally just fine. Anyways, I showered before I had sex with this man. And then we had sex. And, you know, like he came in my mouth. So this is bad. You know, he came in my mouth.
Awesome,
and then
though.
Like we went to sleep. Progress. And I woke up and I went downstairs this morning and I was so proud of myself. I was like, I showered before I had sex. And all the guys at the table immediately didn't congratulate me, which I was fully expecting. They said, but did you shower after?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And which, you thought that was weird.
Yeah. She's like, what do you mean? Once a year, obviously.
Hold on, though. Do you shower before and after you have sex with a man?
Well, I usually actually don't have to shower before because I do shower daily.
I guess that's true. My pre-showers because I haven't showered.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do.
Oh, wow.
I will say, like, Joe especially, he's like, he's extremely clean and very OCD, so he like immediately after every single time he'll get in the shower, and then I'll just get in the shower too.
Okay, I'm a pre-shower, but then after I'm like good
night.
I'm
curious about that, about the post-shower, post-nut. Like he just finished as well. You both just, and then you are in a shower together.
Yeah, no, we're not like hooking up. We are actually
just showering at the same time, which is kind of like weird. No,
No. If you're close to someone, it's not always together, yeah, but okay, I'm not going to, like, yeah, no.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm like, RIP, I miss you.
I just only pre-shower, though, because it's like, well, I mean, but I also was talking about the fact, I hate you both.
Especially, no offense, like, it's not like you're having, like, really cookie-cutter, like, missionary-only, very, like...
Well, with this guy, it's a little more...
I know your like ass Mike is, Tyson. Like, slanging it from the ceilings, fucking chandelier-ass, Sia. Like, I am having the craziest sex of all time. And then you're not showering, so I know your ass was sweaty, covered in liquids. You're gross.
Yeah. To be fair... Like,
sorry, God, sorry. Jesus.
No, oh, no, no. Well. But to be fair, with this guy, he does give, like, southern, like, lovey, like, cute sex, and it is more normal.
Yeah, was it wholesome?
No, the other day I asked him if he would ever, or no, Ari asked him if he'd ever punch me in bed if I wanted, and he said no, and I was like, oh, man, that's
no, you have no, to season them to do it. You have to make sure they know that, like, you mean it.
And no, but he wouldn't.
Y'all's problem?
No, but he wouldn't. Like, he's actually just, like, more innocent, and it's cute. He's great in bed.
I've never gotten punched, but I'll get, like, a good little, like,
he's great in bed, big horse cock, but, like, he's not going to spit on me or punch me. So it was very wholesome. And I feel like with guys, it's different, though, because you have pussy juice. You've
never
hit
someone? No, I never punched someone.
Well, no, I don't want you to, like, fucking KSI
me. She wants, like, a roundhouse.
KSI me. I would love a girl. But a good slap. You'd never, if you were dating a girl for, like, 5 years and she wanted you to punch her in the face. And
I had to do some serious convincing, I'm going to be honest. And then even then, I just got, like, a little.
See, and the problem really is I talk to guys normally who need zero convincing at all.
Real crazy shit.
No, they're like, oh, I'm using it. They're like.
They jump.
Little WWE moment for no reason. No, but right now I am having really wholesome sex.
Good.
But I was going to say the difference, I guess, with guys. I understand why a guy would, like, mandate a post shower because there's pussy juice all over you. But as a girl, it's like you pulled out, you came in my mouth. Like, my pussy juice is in my pussy and on you. So that's, like, not my problem.
I get what you're saying.
Well, I guess I'm assuming that there's cum everywhere.
But
I imagine the way she would have sex would just kind of be everywhere.
Okay, if you come on my face or all over me, I guess I'll shower.
No, come on.
I always brush my teeth. Like,
be realistic.
She rubs it on the blanket and, like, puts it back on.
I've done that. But I mean, no, like, I understand there's levels to this, I guess was the point.
I want to tell a story so bad, but I think that you'll literally kick me off the pod.
Oh, no.
In Miami, they were eating each other's asses, and she still didn't shower the whole time.
Oh, that's sick.
I brushed my teeth.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
She's like, I brushed my teeth.
I didn't eat that much ass next to you in Miami. And how would you know that?
Not
did you look
that
over?
Not much.
Did you look over? I don't think I ate ass. I don't think I ate ass in Miami.
You did. In fact, I sat and ate, literally, Shake Shack in the lobby for hours just waiting. Like, God, do you think they're done?
Why were you guys in such close quarters?
Well, we were actually at one point.
We were sharing a room.
Oh, it was like a hotel?
And the night before I had made eye contact, direct eye contact with Chris while he was inside of her.
Wait, do you know what time Chris was fucking me? Like, literally, like, my legs were up. He was fucking me. He pulled out and he looks over
and he looked me directly in the eye because I was still awake.
What were you doing?
Well, I was just sleeping. But we need to be careful talking about this because she tweeted it, like, being funny and people, like, really, like, just so you know. Like, that's how I know that's, like, going to happen. And that's, like, the type of friendship that
we're
have.
Like, we're close enough friends that you could fuck someone next to me and I could fuck someone next to you. But it's not, like, either one of us.
It's kind of like just showing you someone your dick, like, without permission.
Oh, yeah, like, okay. Like, people were coming for us saying it was a lack of consent. And then we had to clarify, like, we've pre-consented this for the entire.
It wasn't like that. It was, like, to us, it was funny. But, like, not that funny.
I feel like at the beginning of our friendship, we pre-consented, like, we're the type of friends that we can have sex next to each other.
From that point forward, I just said, okay, I'm going to go down.
Did you not suck Joe's dick next to one of your great friends in the same bed?
No.
Wait, I swear I know this. Yes, you topped up.
Oh, I did.
Wow, look at that.
She was actually asleep.
No, fair. I thought you were asleep. I mean,
at the end of the day, we moved to a different room.
I just want to clarify that 1 hour before that, Brooke, Chris, and I all watched porn together.
What?
It was so,
yo, yo,
wait,
yo, yo,
really
yo, 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 yo.
Wait, okay, that does What's sound up? Really bad.
For like an hour. I'm talking about like an hour, 2 hour long porns.
What are you watching? Sound... Like short films? Like no, yeah, full features?
You know, in the hotel? How they have like the hotel? Like,
them meeting
each other. I've never watched those before.
Like in a hotel porn. How
and we had food. What was the title? All of us were like dipping our fries and watching. We like fully watched. It was so funny. But it was like.
They were like getting like hard about it. No. And it wasn't over here just like.
Well, let's not say what type of porn it was.
We were watching like very unique.
Like what?
Like we don't want to say because it's offensive.
Because it's offensive.
We'll tell you later, we'll tell you later.
But it was more just like, we were like, wow.
Yeah, like we were watching some really fucked up porn.
I'm like so like.
Someone else was there. Someone else. Ari came. Ari was there.
But Ari, I just want to say Ari.
Actually, even a little weirder.
Ari came an hour in. I do just want to say. But second of all, he also got hard like at some point. And I remember you and I
Ari
being
got
like,
hard during
no, Chris
it?
Got hard. And I remember Brooke and I being like, "Whoa, that's weird."
wait. How do you know? How does Brooke know Chris got hard?
I didn't know that. I just made that up.
It was honestly. Fun experience. Like, I had a great
time. It was, that is a good cut, but...
Yeah, was that bonding for y'all?
It was, honestly, the weirdest part about that is that it wasn't weird at all.
No, but I also think, I'm not going to say the type of porn, but I think you and I both kind of, like, fetishize that. Like, we have fun with that type of porn.
We were both just like, whoa.
I just have no idea what kind it was, so I really can't give my 2 cents.
Wait, it was just like very entertaining, like very like informational.
What is that?
You just tell him like this.
Hunter just ordered a butt plug.
I did not.
I ordered Hunter a butt plug. Okay.
I guess we went off on a really insane tangent, but I guess circling back to your vindication, how was tour?
Absolutely amazing. There's nothing like I can ever compare to like that tour. Like every person on the tour was so sick. Shooting with everyone was so sick. Like it was honestly the best experience of my life.
That's honestly.
But
so
I was like
beautiful.
Thinking about like. The difference between the tours, because I did your tour with you before.
Oh, well, there's no need to just slander me.
No,
in comparison
it's not slander.
To
it's not slander, but it's just like such a different, I guess, like mentality versus music versus like
social media
tour.
And yeah. Well, and also like just to like first of all, a bus tour with a musician is always going to be a different vibe. But secondarily, like MGK is such a fucking rock star.
Like I've so never seen like, someone perform like that before. Every show, he is going out there and like doing sound check for however long to make sure it's perfect in the transitions from song to song. Like it was like watching like someone really like perfect. Something before perform for 2 hours, like it was,
and his shows were literally incredible. Not that we'd know,
not that you two would know.
Someone tweeted us the other day, and they go, "I had a dream that you, like Brooke and Tana, were at an MGK show," and I'm like, "Yep, a dream it was."
Oh, great!
Do you actually know though?
I run into a lot of people in my personal life who think like they'll meet me and they'll be like, "What is Tana really like? She seems insane. Like she seems crazy." Like even at Christmas, like my family was like, "Tell us, like whatever," and I'm like, it doesn't matter what you hear about her. If you meet her, you'll love her. Like, if you meet her, you'll love her.
It's the same thing with Jaden's Digital. This guy named Justin. You know Justin. Mm. And before meeting him, he's like, "Oh, my God, this girl's fucking psychotic. Like, keep her away from me." Then after he met you, he's just like, "Oh, my God, she's just fucking awesome."
Well, because people don't understand, like
the image versus the reality, I guess.
And everything you do, I've said this before, is so deliberate. And I feel like you know going into everything how it's going to make you look. And how, like, people think it's, like, unintentional and you're very just, like,
which kind of is the goal, I guess.
Sometimes it is that way, but, like...
Sometimes it's not.
Almost always, like, when you're saying something that's, like, so out of pocket and so crazy and so abrasive, like, that, like, offends people or, like, makes people, like...
Uncomfortable or just wild.
Yeah, it's intentional. Like, they just, like, you're, like, really smart about it. And I always say, like, that's it's her character. That's how she is, like...
I'm
She's
like
millions
that.
Of dollars because of that.
And
that
I'm also like that. Here. But like in my friendships with people, if you know me on a day-to-day basis, I definitely know how to like dial
it
down.
It's hard,
it
it's hard
and
as
people
like
don't know that.
An outsider to like personify you. Like you're
or
like
just perceive me.
Yeah.
And like perceive. Yeah, you're right. I'm giving what
you
say?
Are a character. Like if people who don't know you, they think that your only character trait is just being who you
Psycho Tana, but like little do they know I could like dial it back. You know who I actually appreciate though for knowing kind of how I dial it back and who's always amazing to me is Jaden.
Yeah.
Like really yesterday Jaden was like I had so much fun with Jaden yesterday.
Yeah.
Did y'all see Bryce Hall's current scandal?
Yeah, what is going on with that?
Girl, I don't know. Bryce's video, I was cracking up.
I guess he was with some girl and they were in a hot tub for a stream.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like, I guess they were hooking up off camera. So he thought they could do something on camera, like a kiss or something.
Yeah.
And then she said no. And then she's claiming that Bryce said, like, everyone who kisses me gets clout. I'm not going to lie. That's a very Bryce Hall sentence. I could absolutely.
Ari's like,
and,
yeah.
And as a, I'm like, damn. Where's mine?
Right. Bryce kissed you at Friendsgiving, though, right?
Bryce kissed me at Friendsgiving.
You know what's really funny? I watched a clip because I have the Ring camera at home.
That was how Hunter kept up with us on tour, by the way, is watching.
I watched the Ring camera of y'all. And I swear there was a moment where you just flew across the, across the house.
I got in the physical altercation. We don't have to talk about that.
Can we just actually say that? So, I mean, I just want to say there's never been a fight at my house ever. Our old house, our big, like, four-story house, we would have parties of, like, I kid you not, like, 700 people. There was never once a fight. And then the second I move into, like, a more normal four-bedroom home, I have a Friendsgiving.
Like, wholesome Friendsgiving.
I'm not even saying a party. I'm actually saying, like, all of my closest friends. And a giant fist fight broke out, and it was utterly god awful.
Yeah, and then
I thought I was high and mighty. I was really drunk.
You were giving
Ari's,
pick me.
Ari's out there hurting because he wants to step in so bad. I was giving pick. Well, I'm drunk.
You're
and
the girl who like tries breaking up like two guys. Who,
she
like,
was breaking
you
know, up
was,
a guy
I
fight.
I was so drunk, and it.
See, that's
like,
what I figured.
The guy, who, one of the guys involved, was like similar to Hunter in that he's like my best guy friend. Where I like. Yeah.
And it could have been bad.
And he was so drunk that I was like, and everyone was beating the fuck out of him. So I like tried to jump in. Whatever.
Okay, wait, you're saying everyone? You're saying like it was like a jumping?
Yes, he got jumped. Have you seen the video?
No, I just watched the clip.
He just saw you flying.
I was like, what's going on here?
Oh. No, he got straight up jumped by like five guys.
To be fair, like I guess my takeaway from this is he was being a fucking imbecile.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I was like, oh my God, what is he doing?
But also like if Hunter was, even if you were blackout drunk, being a fucking absolute wrong ass idiot and you were getting jumped for it, I would still want that to stop.
Right.
And that's where she was at. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I get that.
And then Ari had to like drag her.
It wasn't like I was trying to like fight someone. I just was trying to like do this and someone like literally flung me.
I'd pay top dollar to watch you just jump into the middle. It's like, guys, come on.
And I was drunk. I didn't even know what was going on. I was literally just like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
All I saw was just you on the ground. I didn't see you get hit.
I don't know, but after that, I regretted it so much because he literally kept going, no one had my back except for Bryce. No one had my back. I'm like,
what do you mean, bro? I had you.
Oh my God.
I wish we could show the video. He's literally on the ground getting kicked in the video. It's awful.
It was a god awful thing from start to finish. Like, he obviously should have never started that, but no one should have ended it like that. And it was god awful. I was upstairs having sex, actually. And I heard all the screaming downstairs. And I just thought, because I mean, normally in like my house, when I hear scream, like it's just all of us being wild.
Yeah.
Like, I did not think there was like I didn't know till the next morning.
Yeah.
But I remember I just got done having sex and all I hear is Brooke yelling, my earring. I don't have my earring.
That's true. I lost my earring.
That was what you were most upset about after
jumping.
I actually have it.
I think it's in my room. Is it like a silver hoop?
I wouldn't wear silver.
It's really actually not. Just the way that Hunter probably has anyone's.
It was literally on my windowsill. I don't even know. It's like it's by my bathroom. I don't know who's in
it. Was it too? Because maybe the night I had sex in your room, I took probably off my was. Earrings.
Yeah, whenever she has sex in my room, I know because there's like lily lashes on the ground.
But just to be clear, it's not a pick me thing to do to try to defend your friends. I hated that everybody said that. Like, okay, Brooke, pick me.
No,
like,
no, I don't mean pick. I mean the way it could have looked from an outside source that you were jumping into an all male fight.
Yeah, I think maybe next time like you find like
I'm just trying to make
Ari
people not fight.
To help you.
What was I going to be like? Oh, he was on the ground, five guys literally kicking
him. Yeah, I would have been like if I was, you know, for future, I'd find the best guy around you, probably Ari in this situation. I'd be like, Ari, stop it.
Yeah,
and then I
or
think,
like
I think someone would go and run like it. You know what I mean?
But
I'll have more time next time to really like.
No, just,
but also, I respect you for doing that.
I would have done that for Ari. I would have done that for Hunter. I would have done that for
not
you.
Me.
It's a reaction. It's like obviously.
Yeah,
you're
it was like
to
not
stop
like
something.
Just like what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah.
It wasn't and it was
being
horrible.
Like, watch this. I'm gonna.
But also speaking of, I was utterly of Ring cameras. I also got a lot of really cool footage while I was on tour. And let me tell you, there'd be, I'd say it starts at 9 p.m. I'd see one of Tana's ex walk in, maybe around 11. I'd see him walk out. I'd see another one of them walk in around 12, walk out by like 3. I'm not joking you. Around 4:30 in the morning, another one would cruise on in.
She doesn't like to sleep alone.
I'm like, y'all are true. I wasn't fucking all of them. It would be like a talk, a fuck, a talk. Yeah.
A talk, a fuck, a talk.
Oh my God.
I was like,
I'm sorry for that. Damn, you were like really keeping up with the ring.
Because you get a notification when someone's at your front door, and I'm like, 9 p.m. Hey,
did you see the recent cheaters night where we just talked about this on the last podcast where like my boyfriend caught me with my other boyfriend?
I didn't watch that one. No, I missed that episode. But I do know about it.
Fuck yeah, no, I definitely.
You were walking homie's dog, and
other homie showed up.
And other homie showed up, and he's like, "What the fuck you doing?" And
Hunter, what are your? I don't know if you were here for the whole situation, but I talked about this on the last podcast, so I'll keep it brief. Mm-hmm. But I ended things with my ex. I was obviously still hanging out with him.
Okay.
A kind of a Levy on vibe. I had my other guy that I really like. Yep. I told Chris Miles that.
Were you putting names out there?
Well, Chris, I said, cool. Yeah, like, right. Yeah. I told Chris Miles he was gay. He found out he wasn't gay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then he showed up, right. You know. Check out the last podcast, if not. Basically, like, my ex caught me with my current.
Yes.
And I told a fib and said my current was gay to my ex.
A little fib.
Just a little fib. Just a little baby fib. I just want your perspective on the whole situation. We'll move into your perspective on the photo situation.
Honestly, I think that you should have cut it off with Chris, and you didn't, and dragging that on made it way worse for everything involved.
Like, do you think he was even remotely psycho for showing up?
How was he going to find out if the guy was gay or not? Do you think he was going to like
walk in? Like, oh, his dick is in her. Yeah, no, he's not gay. No, I think that it was fine that Chris showed up, because obviously it's very normal for him at that point. Like, he was coming over almost every day, even if you guys were just bros or whatever you want to call it. And if anything, I thought it taught you a lesson. I don't think nothing really changed for you, but
no, it did. It like, definitely taught me, like, and you're gonna negate this, but to be like a little less of that.
Totally.
Like, that was everyone in my group absolutely was like, okay, this is the worst you've ever been caught trifling. Maybe trifle a little less.
Yeah, I feel like
and
you've never been caught in person before like that. I think that was the first time you've been like
usually
red-handed.
There's
caught.
Room for you to like violently lie.
Violent, and I mean like. Violently.
I mean, yeah. So now,
I agree.
But with that being said, as we talked about in the last episode, Chris left and had one of my best friends suck his dick.
Correct.
And sent me a photo of it.
Fair.
I want to hear your perspective on that.
Honestly, I need to know how you finished it in that moment with him and the other guy, but I've kind of figured it ended with Chris being like, fuck you, blah, blah.
Chris being like, fuck you, walking up to the car of me and the other guy saying, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay.
I walked after him and he said, I'm going to go fuck her and like my bestie's
name.
Okay,
cool. So he let you know first. Ultimately.
Not he let you know first.
Ultimately, like, what did you expect would happen? Let's be honest with like the friend that you're thinking of. You two are notorious for just kind of being wild as fuck, no?
I do just want to say, no, it's slut shaming, so I won't say that. Never mind.
No, I think you both are crazy girls. You guys, like, haven't gone crazy. He already
was. She owed me some loyalty, though. Like, you
I don't
could
think
be
so.
My. No, you could.
That's what I said. I feel like he owed her a little more than she did. Of course, like, you had her word, so it's like one thing, but she's in her head. I'm sure she was like, oh, I've hooked up with him before.
That's
it's
what
like,
I'm thinking, because it's already happened.
No,
before.
But then she verbatim told me that she did it because he lied and said, I talk shit about her.
That could be true, okay. Too. And, like, honestly, if he's like, literally, you should hear the things. She's
but so you're
you.
Still just gonna suck my ex-boyfriend of a
well,
year's dick when
like,
you've been my best
girl like
say
fuck
a year.
Her like
I guess 8 months
okay
well, I mean would you do that would
do
you
what?
Send your ex-girlfriend a photo
I
of her
would
best
never
friend
do
sucking
that
your dick
in general just because it's not me but like I think that what he did was a very very intentional wake the fuck up you know
oh
what I, mean?
I don't think that. I think it was just eye for
happened?
An eye vibe
guess what happened.
I think
he was over at the house a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it
obviously.
Really
it worked?
Yeah, it worked.
Tana.
Oh, well, no. Then I went to date, like, Zan to spite him. So it's not
that
necessarily
crazy.
That it worked on me.
I remember. I don't know where I was when I was watching this. But, like, when I saw you in bed with him and, like, posted, like, at Zan, I'm like, this girl
I was getting all
means
the tags.
Business.
Honestly, it is so inspirational, though. Like, imagine if I stepped out with, like, the next day,
yeah,
like your yeah, like your
same,
ex is
same
back.
Concept. Same concept.
I just felt like at that point it had become spite war. Like I gave you a slight eye, you gave me a horrible eye for that eye.
No,
I
you
could have
given me way worse.
But it's like, really,
it's not like,
so?
Okay, you guys are like, even, oh, and now yeah. You have a clean slate. Like, no, get rid of him.
Like, just stop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You both.
Easier said
just...
than done, though. Like, what am I talking about? I'm like, Brooke, can you do it?
No. Yeah. Well, that's a deeper conversation. But
that's also a very different situation. There's way less, like, toxicity and stuff. I mean, not to say that there isn't any, but.
No, I mean, I've said, like, in my entire life, Chris Miles and I are the most toxic duo I've ever been a part
it's
of.
It's the yeah. most insane thing you've ever.
And it's weird because I feel like you saw me with, like, you saw me slightly with Monson. You saw me with Goody. The entire time I was with Goody. I don't think, I feel like I dated Goody for like 4 or 5 months, something like that. And the entire time we were together, we did not fight one time.
Yeah.
We were
I
like,
I can't even picture him fighting.
No, and like we just got along. We were in a 4 to 5 month relationship. We
did
not.
You were wholesome. You were great. Yeah, you were. I mean, you also had like your life coach during that point too. So it was, you were on part of
the life coach wasn't helping me with my relationship. It was that I was with someone who wasn't toxic.
Very true. Yeah.
Like I could just spend every second with this person and we would never fight and we weren't toxic at all. Mm-hmm. And like, that's fire. Like, you know what I think?
You can do it. You can do as a moral story.
The problem is it's like a kind of like a catch 22 where it's like Chris is toxic and he's awful, but like, the version of you that is with Chris, exactly. I do not know that woman. Like,
I couldn't agree more. I think my...
And, like, that's not... Like, I'm not trying to, like, bash you
no,
at all.
No, I completely
but, like,
agree.
But you become someone, like, with him. Like, it's like you guys, like, literally are not even yourselves when you're together. You're just, like, fucking, like, vindictive and evil to each other.
Yeah, I've never seen you be like that way. Before.
I think that was... If I actually... Like, I'm always joking, saying, like, new year, new me. Like, da-da-da. And my biggest takeaway of dating Chris is I should not be with someone... Like, because I am, like, spun in that sense, like if you're toxic,
you're mirroring him.
Like, yeah, like is fully. Yeah, like you're going to bring out the most toxic fucking side of me. Like, if you're trying to toxic me, I'm gonna try to out toxic you, and then that's utterly god awful. But if I'm with a guy who's a good guy,
right?
Like,
you won't do it.
Yeah, like I can be like that was my. It was just
you're
like,
fighting fire with fire when you're with people like that. And exactly. It's like, listen, if he's with someone that's not like, I think he's still a great guy.
Yeah,
but like. He shouldn't be dating you based on you both just like...
Yeah, like two toxics just don't make it healthy. Yeah. I've said it 1,000 times.
Like, it takes a really... I've talked about this. Honestly, Joe told me, and it was really like smart. He was like, anyone who could date like Tana has to be someone who's so, so secure, because to have like to be with someone who's so, so successful and like...
And just all over the place. I'm wild.
She's just very sexual as a person. Like, even if she's not doing anything, like, you have to be very secure.
Yeah,
knowing
you have to be very secure. Yeah. That's the thing. Because like a lot of things that you do and the way that your life is and like...
Exactly.
And like just your day to day is going to make anybody so, so, so insecure. So if you go into it and you're already like, just like not really somebody who's
If I'm dating someone who's like insecure and angry about it, they're going to be angry over it. Like my happiest relationships to date are with a secure man. Yeah. Like, because they're secure and they're like, do your thing, shoot that show with Bryce. Like, and like with Chris, it was like, oh, you used to fuck Bryce. Like, fuck you. Don't do that. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it was just like anything like that, you know, like I'll see Banks at a party and I'll be like, baby, I love you. You know? And it's like, yes, you could you could get mad and say like, oh, you used to fuck him. But like, if you know me and you're secure, you know, I'm not trying to fuck Banks like in that moment. Like,
and
he's my best friend.
You have intention, like I said, behind everything that you do. And like, you're not doing that for no reason. It like everything benefits your career and you and in some way.
I mean, I tweeted about this the other day. There was a point in time where Chris verbatim said to me, like, I hate your job. I don't want to be with you because of what you do.
I wish
he said, I want to date a barista.
He doesn't want to date a barista.
Imagine him dating a barista.
I really could.
He comes into Starbucks with his fucking scar on it. Like,
no, but I just mean like more so that I think his ideal would be like a submissive girl with a normal job.
Maybe,
who's like his bitch. Like, and not in a mean way. I just
but also
mean, like,
I think that might be your thing too. Like, you want a submissive, like rich guy who doesn't not in the industry.
You know what? I heard
I think that's best
I don't know.
For
no,
you.
I want someone with a job like mine who we can kill it together and they're secure. With like what I do, that's my.
Where
idea.
Are you gonna find that?
I heard. Like,
I'm doing good right now.
I listened.
He's job like yours. What
does
he do?
Hear me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
I heard Miley Cyrus was on a podcast, and I heard she was talking about how like that's kind of how she. I told you about this. Where this is like how she really got into like where she was like, I feel like I can only date girls for a second because she felt like
the
like
man.
Her yeah, because she felt like the man because she was so successful and like her energy like. She felt like she couldn't be with a guy because they're always going to feel inferior and like that affects their relationship. Like they're going to feel like emasculated and like that's so then she was like, I might as well just be with a woman because then it makes sense for me to have the masculine energy, be more successful, be more like. And I feel like that's kind of
that.
A similar.
That's,
like,
no,
I,
makes sense.
And 100%. Even if you don't like date a girl necessarily, I feel like you need more of like a feminine energy where it's like they can be kind of like okay, like, yeah.
Or you do what I do and you get it to the point that you're, like, secure with it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Not that I would ever be with Harry Jowsey. You know this. Like, I'd rather die.
But he understands.
Like, I'm saying, like, Harry is the type of person where he's like, I do this shit. Go make those TikToks. Like, I know that, like, you're cut. Like, at the end of the day, you're, like, that's what I mean. Like, I like someone who does what I do.
Because he's in it and he gets it. Like, I get.
Yeah. Like, that's my ideal. Is someone who's, like, in what I do and they get what I'm doing. So that it's, like, we can both just kill it and, like, be together. And that's, like, the best thing.
Yeah.
But Miley has a fat point there. And obviously, that's exactly why I dated her sister.
It is hot. Well,
that's not exactly why I dated her sister at all.
How'd you go there? Dude, I'm so obsessed with this Noah Cyrus song right now.
Dude. Like,
every single time.
It's it's called Worst of You.
Heard it. How's it
go? So good. You don't want me to sing
Come
it.
Come on. Give me a little.
Dude.
Just listen to it because that's so me.
Noah looked and sounded
incredible.
So incredible at Miley's New Year's special.
I haven't watched it yet. I've been waiting
for
a good time.
They performed Jolene together.
I saw that.
And that's my favorite. You know the Backyard Sessions video of Miley performing Jolene?
Oh,
and
it's like so good.
I personally have watched that video at least like a million times.
You know, I have such a discrepancy sometimes when I see my exes that I've broken up with thriving. I like watch that and I was like either A, I text her and try to get back with her.
I hope you felt a lot of pain.
No, I mean, she gives Chris energy. Like, we were toxic. We were toxic together, obviously.
I never got to be around it, I feel like. I don't know. Like, I don't think I ever met her. Actually, I met her one time because I walked in on her peeing.
Really? Where?
Your birthday party. And then the whole time I was like, no, fuck, I'm gonna why would I walk in on Noah Cyrus peeing? And then I had to think about it the whole night, and she wouldn't let me forget it either. She'd be like, you want to watch me pee again?
Tough.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes or your self-proclaimed alpha males who are writing two-page articles titled How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
We meant to do this on the last episode. I know we're a little late now because it's been the new year for a while, but I'm going to make a New Year's resolution for Tana.
Okay, wait. I want to make one.
Two.
Okay. Two. Okay. God damn it.
One of them.
Okay. If one of yours is caring, I'll match it, but let's see.
I don't think that you should have a boyfriend for a second. I think you should, like, try with everything in you. Do you know Tana?
I'm breaking up with you. I'm ending things.
In the time that I've known you, I've never seen you spend one night alone.
I hate sleeping alone more than anything. I'll sleep with like a friend or something. I'm getting better at that. Last night I slept alone. My boyfriend had a meeting at Already broke your resolution. Had a meeting at 6:30, so he came over.
For reference, Hunter, I'm giving her, I'm trying to like.
We're giving each other a New Year's resolution.
Oh, that's cool. Can you give me one?
I gave her, I don't think she should have, or she should have a boyfriend for a second. I feel like she's kind of my girlfriend who has like I don't think I've ever seen you single, and I've never, never in the entire time I've known you, seen you just spend the night alone.
I also think though, that she can, when she's with like the right guy and she's a boyfriend, I think it's great.
Oh
yeah, sometimes it is like I do. Well, maybe not.
Some people really push her in relationships, and some people don't. Yeah. So I think like boyfriend may not be the thing, but like
I see it with my other friend. Like I have other friends that I like. I love when they have a boyfriend because I feel like it kind of takes a little pressure off of me.
I was gonna go into like pop culture, and I'm just looking at the pop culture things. And Kyla, she helped me make the bullet points this morning, and the top one is just Betty White died. And there's no way we could have this entire podcast and then go into like a serious moment about Betty White.
No, but
can
we talk seriously? Betty. I have a bad thing that I did. I think. I have to keep this up my chest.
You did tell me about this.
I was at a friend of mine's house, and we were talking, and we were all talking about like who, if you could choose anyone to be your grandpa and grandma, who would you choose? I don't know how that came up.
Very strange.
But I forget who I chose as my grandpa, but I chose Betty White as my grandma. And we're talking about it. One of my friends like made a joke. By the way, this was probably three weeks to a month ago. And one of my friends was like, I heard Betty White invented head. And I was like, yeah, they used to call her Hetty Betty.
Swear to God.
So we started a group chat.
She didn't actually invent head.
No, she didn't. But it was just, it was like a joke. Like we can't and at first I thought it was offensive because that's rude, like to sexualize an old woman.
I want a name but like that.
I just watched her SNL episode and apparently a lot of people sexualize Betty White. Anyway.
What?
No, I love her. She's my favorite. Like literally she's my favorite. You don't understand how sick I've been this week. Okay. But I felt like I manifested that because I've been in this group chat called Hetty Betty.
You think you manifested Betty White's death?
No, not manifested. No.
No.
Oh, shit. This is mean.
And the proceeds from this episode go to...
Do you know what I really hate?
What?
Is I watch people... My favorite comedian in the world. I want to have him on this podcast so bad.
Oh, you love him.
Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
And I love this man. I'm not kidding you. I think he is the funniest man on the face of this planet. And he can say anything in the world. And like as a dark joke.
Yeah.
And get away with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then... I can't like, you know what I mean? Like that. Right. It's like that. It's like, oh my God, am I going to get canceled for that? And I would do anything to have the persona where I could make
where
any
you can say
joke.
Anything. Like
Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm. I just went and saw Dave Chappelle. Okay.
Yeah. Like,
I saw his stand up too. And it was so out of pocket.
It is so out
just
of
put
pocket.
Put your phone away. They'd make you put your phone away. Yeah.
Okay. So you probably went to the same like type of event.
This was him and Joe Rogan though.
Chris D'Elia does that too. I don't know. Like lots of comedians do that.
It was like it's different than like him doing a special or something. Yeah. It's like your phones are locked away. Nobody has anything like, and he can say anything.
Let me tell you, when she says anything, like
he can say anything.
He says the craziest things.
I love dark humor, and even some of the things he was saying, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But he's joking. You know, right. It's a joke. Yeah. I would die for that persona because I've always had such a dark sense. That's why I grew up watching Shane Dawson and filming
a different
with him.
Situation
like, I've
with
that.
Comedians, though. I feel like comedians, like, you can't be so offended by comedians at a certain point.
But what happened to you?
Imagine watching SNL. Imagine watching SNL and like being like super PC about everything, it'd be awful. Like they couldn't say anything.
But I think stand-up comedy in the first place is like a space where you know they're not serious, and you have to like take that with a grain of salt when you come into like the bit. Yeah. When people were like YouTubers and influencers, like you want to attack them like based off the
it's
cuff.
Like,
you
do
know?
I really have the persona where you think what I'm saying is serious? Like it always blows my mind where it's like, oh my God, people are so mad she made a dark joke, when it's like, you know, nothing I'm saying is serious. I'm just jealous. I'm literally just venting because I'm jealous. Like I think it's cool to be able to make jokes and people know
I
you're
mean,
joking.
Like we watch like Pete Davidson make like 9/11 jokes and like things like that.
I guess
like
he has like
technically
a,
isn't funny, but it's like you. It is funny.
Like I guess
he has a root, a reason.
Yeah. But even just his dark jokes, like he's able to make dark jokes and get away with it.
Yeah.
But something happened to you with Dave Chappelle. But I honestly just want you to talk about it so that I can literally put my own pussy into my own mouth and eat it right now.
What?
Okay.
What?
Sorry.
I was so excited about this because a friend of mine invited me to the Dave Chappelle. Like it was like a exclusive event. Like you had to be invited. And it was like I said, you lock your phones away and stuff. It's a very private thing. There's only a few people there. And before we got there, or like when we had first gotten there, the friend who like got the tickets for us was like, Olivia Rodrigo's coming. We were like,
yes.
Yay. Like I was so,
I love her more than anything.
There's not She's a amazing. Person on this planet that I love more than Olivia Rodrigo.
More than really? Anything.
Not one person.
I love
not
her.
Not either of you. Nobody.
I'm not joking. I watched a TikTok account of her singing. I watched a TikTok account of her singing for like 8 hours. Like I love that girl. She was dating one of my best friends for so long. Like one of your best friends. Sorry. I always do that. One of my good friends for a really long time.
I'd say a mutual friend maybe.
Like close to my ex. Like I spent so much time with him. I love him to death. And I just like, I was so excited. It was like he was dating the president. Like it's, I love him.
That's how I feel. I love her so much. But I'm at the, and apparently, so the event before that, someone brought Ariana Grande. And at the end of Dave Chappelle's like set or whatever, he brought up Ariana and had her sing a little song and like roasted her. And it was like a part of the show. So they were like, I think they're going to do that with Olivia.
Imagine being at that.
And so I'm so excited the whole time, like thinking like, oh, Olivia's going to sing, like whatever. So I'm staring at her like a psycho. Okay. And it's her. She was with Zach Bia.
Daddy, and big cock,
like,
love
and just in a blonde, like a blonde friend. And at one point, her and the blonde friend got up to go to the bathroom, and it was her, like, or the blonde friend, then her, and then Zach Bia, like, all like in a little line going to the bathroom. And she stops, and I'm staring at like
them stopping. At
the girl. Yeah, all three of them stop, and the blonde girl's going, "Oh my god, I love you," and I'm looking at her like.
Like there has to be someone, but awesome. I would same thing.
Like there's no way she and I go, and she goes, "Yes, I love you." And Olivia's probably like, "Bitch, get to the bathroom." But I was
no, but
like,
she was like down with the conversation. No,
but I was like, yeah, well, she was, and they like went on, and then the girl went and like told her, like explained, and was like pointing and like telling her probably like what she was talking about. But I was so excited by it. And if that was you, please come forward. Like, who were you?
Also,
like,
when I got home,
she said it so hold the fuck on, she said it so kindly. But I mean, like, Olivia Rodrigo and her friend came up to you and said they love you, they love the podcast. Like,
yeah,
that's
but it was like,
like,
I,
that's insane.
I don't want to assume that Olivia Rodrigo watched. Like, I feel like she doesn't watch
Kate. I'm not gonna lie, I don't want to, like, but again, like I said, she just dated someone that I know very well, and we'd Instagram snap and it'd be like them
if
together.
Olivia Rodrigo,
like,
knows that we exist. It knows that
she's never coming on the podcast, though. Like, she's not even like get that idea straight.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it made me so happy, and like, and I felt like I like had such a moment because I'm like, I'm with my friend, and like. Like, I'm like, Zach Bia saw it happen. I was literally like,
it is great. I was out of town, and like, Brooke was there.
So happy.
That's amazing. I'm
my heart
for
was
you.
Full. What were you gonna say? You came home and what?
Oh, no, it's okay. I came home, and Tana's like, "Did you hear Olivia Rodrigo loves the canceled podcast?" And I was like, "What?"
Well, that's,
she's like, "No, she's obsessed with the podcast."
That is what I like genuinely thought. She clarified later. I mean, to be fair, so exciting though. I can't.
No,
even.
It was her friend, but you know what? It made me.
It was her.
Either way.
No, I'm sorry. It was her. Olivia, she's recording Favorite Crime and then listening to the podcast. No, she's definitely not. I'm literally struggling to book Logan and KSI right now. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near Olivia Rodrigo, but I love that girl. There's been all these rumors about her her getting
cheated on.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a nicer word. Some adultery happening in her relationship.
Yeah, I'm on that side of TikTok too. I'm definitely like on Olivia Rodrigo TikTok.
Yeah. I think they broke up, though.
I think I'm assuming, and I hope that's true, is that they broke up, and then he. Because I know the girl, like, the girl who it she's like a good friend of mine.
Yeah, and I just, you know, like, her. And I love her. She's my friend. She's nice. But I'm saying, like, I don't think Adam would fuck up his relationship with Olivia over, like, an IG Scott Disick X, like, model baddie.
And to be
baddie.
Clear, you know. How stupid would you have to be to cheat on Olivia Rodrigo? I just want to believe
and
that.
And today
that, like,
we were, like.
Happen.
Today we were like kind of conspiring, like, oh, like I could see someone maybe fucking up shit with Olivia because they want an album, but he's so not the type of guy that would like want an album about
you know? Well, I made a joke. I'm like, no fucking way he would do that. I'm like, unless he wanted an entire album.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't think so.
Yeah. I really hope that there was no cheating involved. I saw that everywhere. I hope it's in.
And for all we, like, maybe they're not even broken up. Like, did you guys see the video of him supposedly with Christine? No.
It's like through a wall.
Yeah, it's like, it's literally like, as like, no one can see anything.
Yeah. Okay. So, don't fucking know. I don't know. If anyone ever
cheated.
It's all
hearsay. And if I get a great album out of it, maybe thank you, but.
Well, you know how Olivia's last album was sour? Do you? You know how there's been all that speculation that her next album is going to be sweet?
She debunked it.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she did like a.
You're like a stan.
I'm a you. Super fan. Wait, she did that's like awesome. The trend where you like throw a pen into a cup.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, she was like, if I make this, I'll name my next album Sweet. And then she missed.
And she's so nice. Taylor Swift vibes that you know that if it was going to be
an
that
Easter
true.
Egg.
Yeah, and we do love that. We do love that. Do you listen to her?
She's a Swiftie.
I love her music for sure. I don't like keep up with her like.
Well, you should. Thing,
but I think she
really should.
Sorry.
I think she's an amazing artist. Is what I was gonna say.
And she's a brilliant person, and she's so well spoken, and she's so smart,
and
she's
so
young,
pretty,
and so
and
smart.
Does awesome. The best things with her success, and just oh my god, she has one of those albums that'll never get old. I was listening to it yesterday. On my way to Logan,
preparing
for my sadness.
You know what I thought to myself the other day? Like, I can't believe, because I know that I'm going to be so obsessed with, like, I can't believe there is an album that's going to come from her that I don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And probably, like, 10 more after that.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most exciting feeling in the world. Like, I'm going to have more Olivia Rodrigo.
She's actually the GOAT.
She's great.
Hunter.
Hey.
Very happy to have you back on
great
the
to be back.
Podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Sound off if you guys would like to continue the. I mean, we started this podcast with the intention of it being us three.
Bring then, Hunter back. Low key, I like being a co-host. Like,
I was just gonna say
you
though,
were
but
a
then
co-host in the first place.
I know, but I like being the co-host.
Yeah, oh, and gosh. then honestly,
I'm just joking.
After your tantrum, I'm just kidding.
Tantrum.
I'm just kidding.
You mean your slander?
Yeah, well, I'm joking. Brooke and I did realize that it is a good dynamic, the both of us, and maybe we just never even you in the
we're just joking.
I'm yes. joking.
No, I love you.
But I did miss having you on, and I hope we can have a couple more episodes. And you going on tour, like, it worked out well. Like, we realized we could do this as a duo, and people are vibing with it. And you going on tour was, like, the best thing literally ever.
Thank you so much for listening. We missed you guys so much. We're so glad that Hunter is back. We don't know if he's ever going to come back again. And me and him are hooking up.
And obviously, yes. They're hooking up now. And you've only ever fingered me as a friend.
All right, guys. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you for coming into this episode of the Canceled Podcast. We love you so very much. Hunter, we are happy to have you back.
Happy to be back.
We love you more than anything. And we're sad about how everything ended. So we're happy to have the Hunter Vindication episode.
Me too.
Literally what I said.
We're all going to go get dinner now. Brooke's about to go hook up with her ex's best friend. And Hunter has a date with a girl who does poker that you saw on the last podcast.
We're out of here.
And we love you. I have a date with my southern boyfriend. We're gorgeous. Love you, Cancel.
So bad.
Tandemosia is canceled.
A DWE talent production.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.